Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to speak with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter and talk to her about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week. She's joining me on the phone this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. Thanks for being with us, of course. And let's talk about some of the pets available for adoption this week. You've got Brownie on the list.
Yes. Brownie is a one-year-old terrier mix. She's a little shy at first, but warms up pretty quickly. Very playful when you get her out in the yard. Her kennel presentation, like most dogs, is not the greatest, but you got to see her out in the yard to see her true personality. She's a little hyperactive when she gets out there, so she may not be the good in a home with young children. Older children would probably be fine. But you just got to come down and meet her. She's been here since the end of May, so she really is hoping to find her forever home pretty soon.
Right. Well, that would be great if we could do that. So Brownie is Absolutely. Available. Definitely. And also Sandra, what about her?
Yes, Sandra is one of our special girls, just like they all are. She's very sweet. She had a leg injury that's all healed up. She still has limitations on how far she can go walking and running. But if you're like me, don't go hiking too much. She'd be the perfect dog for short walks and around the park and out in the neighborhood. She's silly and playful, loves her toys, loves her treats. She's 100% house trained, and we can guarantee that because she lives in our offices.
Right.
But she just loves being around people, so she needs a home to go to.
Okay, very good. That is Sandra, and let's talk a little bit about Chloe from the cat area of the shelter.
Chloe is the most unique cat. She's very playful, about two years old, short hair, beautiful colorings and markings on her. She does great with other cats. She's actually in one of our social rooms living with other cats right now. She's super playful. You go by and tap the window, and she just starts pawing at it and bouncing around. She loves to be cuddled and scratched, and she just needs a forever home.
Okay. There you go. Well, that is Chloe. So Chloe and Sandra and Brownie all available at the shelter this week, in addition to some other animals as well, right? You're pretty full?
Well, we're pretty full. We've got over 300 animals in our care that we're caring for. So if you're looking to add to your family, please come down and see us or call, make an appointment to come down and see who we have available for adoption, or you can go on to pettango.com and see them. But there's several of them that have been here for too long, and they need to be in a home where they belong.
Definitely. Well, we hope folks will take advantage of that and check them out either online or give you a call to make an appointment and come down and meet them in person, which you're able to do by appointment. So wonderful. Amber, thanks so much. Always great to speak with you.
Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week.
I will. You too. Thank you so much. That is Amber Francisco. She is with the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is my guest every Tuesday here on KSJE at this time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Before I go, a quick update on our coverage today of the Connie Mack World Series. Of course, there are four games on the docket for today, and let me share with you the matchups of who they are going to be, beginning here in just a little bit. Game time at 10 o'clock. Of course, pregame activities will begin before that here on KSJE. The Majors versus the Frackers are in the 10 o'clock game. There's been a bracket update, of course, so this is the latest that we have from Ricketts Park. Then you will hear at 1 1 o'clock, the Renegades versus the Midland Redskins. That game will be on the radio. Again, pregame activities. Our pregame show begins a little bit before 1 p.m., and then that's when the first pitch gets thrown out. Later on, 5:15, the Legends versus D-Bat United. That is coming up today. And then the evening game is the Farmington Sting versus the Nighthawks. That is at 7:30 from Ricketts Park tonight on KSJE. So thank you for supporting KSJE. Thank you to our sponsors who are supporting the Connie Mack World Series on KSJE. And, of course, our social media pages have a lot more information, a lot more behind-the-scenes interviews, and a lot of other information about the games as they are on the air right here on KSJE, 90.9 FM in San Juan County, 103.3 FM in the Durango, Colorado area, or anywhere on earth. From our website at KSJE.com. You can even listen to Connie Mack Baseball on your smart speaker. How about that? Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Back with you tomorrow morning, beginning at a little after 8 o'clock with my guest, Dr. Eugene Schmidt from the Farmington Municipal School District, introducing us to some new principals and other administrators at Farmington Schools for the new school year. That's on the program tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 o'clock. Have a great Tuesday. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at KSJE.com.